Istanbul, one of the very greatest of Islamic cities, with the monuments of the conquering Turkish sultans who had ruled here since 1453, dominating its skyline. Underneath, though, are much older ghosts, brushed each day by people of the living city, the ruins of Constantinople, the capital city of the Empire of Byzantium. Istanbul, Constantinople, two names, new and old, for the same grand city. Sixteen centuries ago, in the year 330, the Emperor Constantine, the first Christian Roman emperor, chose this city, then a small Greek town, to be his capital. No one quite knows why. One thing's sure, though. The great warrior emperors had left Rome and the cities of the West forever. This mosque, the mosque of the Turkish Sultan who conquered the city, is built straight on the foundations of the most ancient burial church of the mysterious emperors of old Byzantium. What then was this most ancient, half-forgotten empire? The Empire of Byzantium.
Byzantium. That magic, spicy word. Now, imagine that the empires of Greece and Rome had never died, but had been fused together in a single empire set between the east and west. And imagine that the emperors of this kingdom, the sacred emperors, could be torn to pieces by the mobs in the street. Emperors who could mutilate their courtiers and children, could kill their priests and blind whole armies of invaders. Yet emperors whose artists made some of the most finest, the most exquisite images the world has ever seen. Visions of heaven and earth, sublime architectures, copied by everybody from the caliphs of Baghdad to the popes of Rome, the kings of Germany and the tribes of Nubia. Visions of heaven's order and earthly power that still lie deep within the modern world. Just as this mosque, the conqueror's mosque, stands on the ruins of Byzantium, so do we all.
This is where the Empire of Byzantium began, beside this ancient column here on Main Street.